This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for September 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Preliminary information released by the NTSB regarding a fatal accident in Montana last month indicates the pilot of the Cessna 182 was operating his aircraft in weather conditions for which he was not rated. NTSB says the flight data retrieved from an Airbus A320 that blew four tires on landing at Sacramento last month shows the parking brake somehow got set during final approach. Russian domestic carrier S7 Airlines says it will become part of the Oneworld Alliance effective November 15th. The FAA has proposed a $4.8 million fine against Evergreen International Airlines for allegedly using pilots who had not been trained in accordance with an FAA-approved program on 232 revenue flights. Representatives of space agencies from the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Russia got the good news last week that the government of Japan has committed to extending funding to keep the International Space Station in operation. Ball Aerospace and Technologies Corporation has landed a $248 million contract to build an Earth observation satellite for NASA. Flight Prep has introduced iChart for the iPad. The application allows pilots to turn Apple iPads into electronic flight bags, giving access to sectionals, terminal area charts, low en routes, and approach plates. 62 graves at the Woodland Cemetery near Dayton, Ohio, were vandalized recently, including the graves of the Wright brothers. Some grave markers had been knocked over, others broken. 3D Entertainment Films says it will be producing Air Racers 3D, Forces of Flight, allowing you to experience the Reno Air Races in IMAX 3D. And a candidate for Santa Monica City Council says he favors closing the city's airport and using the land for commercial marijuana production. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller has examples of what he sees as an improving attitude at the FAA. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.